lokho kuphuma emhlangano nomkhulu owedale laphezulu elezanu PF elepolitbiro lapho umongameli Mnangagwa akhuthaze khona uZulu weZimbabwe ukuba aqhubeke evotela ibandla lakhe. Uthe ukhetho lwama-by-elections luzaveza ukuba ibandla lakhe lithandwa nguZulu esithi lizanqoba kulesi sindo.
For the many high-ranking individuals in the province, middle of the province, Nashville and West province, Nashville province, Nawayo, and the other provinces.
Uwonge uZulu wasemakoni ngokuvotela ibandla leZANU-PF ukukhethi lwama-by-elections lapho okunqobe ukhansila weZANU-PF. Kodwa umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change, CCC, uMnumzana Gift ostale usiziba uthi ukhetho lukamhlaka 9 alukho emthethweni.
Okuqala ukuthi by-election eladikelwa mhlaka 9 December kakufananga lenzakale ngenxa yokuthi lazalwa ke i-decision eyenzwa ngendlela engekho emthethweni ngenxa yokuthi uSpeaker of Parliament wabala incwadi loku-inspekta incwadi engapheli kubandla le-CCC njengokukhuluma kwethu-ke emavikini adlulileyo. So because of that akufananga kube le by-election ngenxa yokubana i-by-election inesesethwa ukuthi iparty eyiwe to mama members of parliament ye-CCC ekhokhelwa ngubaba wakhe Chamisa yiyo okufanele ukuthi ikhulume ukuba nayo izaba kasibo bahlanganiseni ukuze kube le by-election.
Umncithi kwezombusazwe esebenza nebandla le-People's Unity Party uMnumzana Herbert Jamuka uthi kusobala ukuba iZANU-PF izimisele ukunqoba ukhetho lolu kungakhathalekile ukuba luqhutshwa phansi kwesimo esidida ingqondo. Umnangagwa kube ichasisa ngomhlangano omkhulu webandla lakhe oza kwenziwa mhlaka 27 Mfumfu eGweru. Ethi umhlangano lo uzazama ngazo zonke indlela ukudinga amacebo okulungisisa inhlupho ezibhekane loZulu weZimbabwe. Udaba lokungahlaliseki komumo wezombusazwe kweleZimbabwe lukhangelele ukuhlaziywa kabanzi emhlanganweni omkhulu womanyano wamazwe angezansi e-Afrika owe-SADC okumele wenziwe kusasa kodwa ugcine udluliselwe phambili. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.